The New South Wales Homicide Squad is investigating 21 coronavirus deaths linked to the Ruby Princess cruise ship. The investigation raises an important legal question. Can management or staff of a cruise ship be held liable for a death after passengers disembark? The High Court has recently had a look at this issue in the case of Alexander Komalets, who died 8 months after he was attacked in his apartment. Professor Ali Lufton is a criminal law expert from the University of Sydney. She's speaking with Damien Carrick.
A decision is made not to operate on Mr. Komalets, and he dies in hospital shortly after that fracture to his neck. The decision was made, according to the Crown evidence, on the basis that Mr. Komalets' quality of life was not good at that point, and he'd had previous procedures in hospital. And while the surgery was reasonably expected to save his life, the family made the decision that the surgery would not go ahead, and Mr. Komalets dies shortly after the fall that fractures his neck.
So Swan is charged with murder for this death, which occurs 8 months after they meet when he viciously attacks him in his Redfern apartment. The jury, they find him guilty of murder, but Swan appeals. What's the basis of his appeal to the High Court?
Mr. Swan argues that the Crown's claim that it was one of three ways to hold him liable for the death of Mr. Komalets, that the third way in which he could be held liable was not open to the jury on the facts. So the third way in which the Crown argued Mr. Komalets could have died as a result of Mr. Swan's actions was that the assault was so severe that the low quality of life Mr. Komalets had after the assault meant that it was reasonable in those circumstances to make a decision when he fell and broke his neck not to operate on him. And as we know, that was just shortly before he died in hospital.
And the High Court, when they heard this argument from Swan's lawyer, they just unanimously rejected it. What did they say?
They said that it was open to the jury to conclude that even though surgery on Mr. Komalets after he broke his neck would reasonably be expected to save his life, his low quality of life at that point meant that the decision not to operate was an understandable one. And so even though the defendant died 8 months after the assault in his home, the assault itself remained what is legally required for liability here, a substantial cause of the death of Mr. Komalets.
That's Professor Ali Lofnan, criminal law expert, speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about how this case might impact on the investigation of the Ruby Princess on the Law Report this afternoon with Damien at 5:30, or of course anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.